hate it. Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh my goodness. What a fabulous studio audience we have.
Wunderbar.
We are very small, but we roar like a lion when we meet.
Small but mighty.
That's right. So, welcome to the show. If you are listening right now to us on Blog Talk Radio or even on Facebook Live, don't be shy. Call in. Join us. You're only a newcomer once. After that, you're part of the family.
So,
and if you are nervous about using your own name, don't. You don't have to. You're reading. Excuse me.
Every time.
I know. It must be the spirit is filling me and I'm having.
And you're bursting.
Bursting, yes. Yeah. It won't alter your reading, even if you called us up and you said you were Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's more than one Katy Perry in the world.
Oh, I bet there's quite a few.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Are we getting any fine folks?
We have Michelle.
Oh, nice. Glad you're with us. Yeah. It's a M-E-S-H, isn't it?
Yep.
Michelle Khan. I wonder where she's at. A lot of people don't want to say.
I thought she was...
Are you international or no?
I thought
no?
She was from the land of Ing. I thought she'll let us know. I'm usually wrong on that, so that's why
that
I say
is true.
That's why I say I thought.
That's all right. You're male. We forgive you.
I quite often think wrong.
Only that one time, though.
It's all right.
Never getting in.
It's all good.
If he's really bad, we take him out back, beat him with wet noodles. Great big wet noodles.
I've never seen a wet noodle big enough to beat somebody. It might be tasty, though. That'd be good.
We do the wet noodle.
She is from the U.K. She is from the U.K.
Oh, welcome. And thanks for joining us. We know that you're several hours ahead of us.
Yeah, and if you stick around and the phone lines are open, then Messenger will be available. Or if you don't have either available, we'll allow you to.
If you are in my friends list,
Deborah Lee,
you can, yes, you can call us on the portal.
Facebook Messenger. For you, it's a messenger. What if it's your phone, your computer, whatever.
If you aren't
desktop.
A friend yet, then you can post your question in the room.
When we ask.
I
don't
call
don't
it
post
a room.
It early.
I don't know if it is a room.
It's not a room.
But when you go to make a room, they call it a room.
I'm never
Deborah's
here.
Room.
Oh, that's for their messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But this is not messenger here. This is your broadcasting on live to Facebook people. And they're there to say hi.
You know, I've often wondered, now I know you people are going to think I'm just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
They're like 5 hours ahead of us. People in Australia, gosh, they're like 10, 12, maybe more hours ahead of us. I wonder, and I wonder if anybody else has wondered.
Uh-oh.
I wonder, does the future come quicker to them than it does to say where we are? Son right now, who is flying back to the States from Japan, and he says he's going to live today twice. Mm-hmm. He's going to live it today, and he'll
tomorrow.
Be living it tomorrow.
But that's on a calendar that humans invented. That's not the reality of life. He didn't jump time like a time warp, like he's on like got a DeLorean or something and Back to the Future.
So if something happens in the UK to some of our wonderful, what we call them, regulars, or even the non-regulars, now us hearing about it, does that make it different than, never mind, I'm going to confuse myself here. So
she's overthinking this. As a human race, we could have decided to set all our clocks the same and not give a damn if the time's been corrected other parts of the world.
And have you heard? They're passing that.
I know, I'm excited.
Well, they're trying.
It's going to be forever. Over,
I love it.
They probably don't even know what daylight savings time.
You realize that this is the United States Congress.
Yeah.
Because it got out of one place doesn't mean it's good.
Biden signs whatever's put in front of him.
It might not make it to him.
Oh, it's going to.
Because no, it's bill.
It's pointless. I hate daylight savings time.
But they earmark the bills. It's like, oh, we want to get daylight savings time. And then this one senator says, well, I'm from Kentucky. I would like a thing for mining put in that bill, too, to help my country out. And then I'll sign it. You know, they start doing crap. They load it with fat and earmarks and all that other crap.
All that pork. What is that, pork?
Yeah, that's crap.
They tried this in 73. And did you read about that or do you remember?
It caused a lot of trouble for kids.
We're getting hit by cars walking to school, you know, when it was dark, and I don't know. Anyway.
Well, they don't seem to have a problem in Arizona, where it already has been happening.
Well, you know, isn't Arizona that place where they have, like, three or four different states? I forget what the thing is called. I've been there, too.
Well, there's a bunch of places where they have, like, where the states come together and you can step over. And a lot of times they'll have little plaques on the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
Where there's... There's towns that are part of two states, and they'll have a plaque like right there. You're not going to see
crazy.
Life is crazy.
All right, who's going to be our first?
Well, first of all, we haven't done any normal stuff.
Well, I'm in an excitable mood
tonight. You're jumping the gun there, Lily Liver. Come on. Do your thing.
All right, everybody, just to let you know something our regulars are all pretty familiar with. I use ordinary playing cards, as you heard in the introduction. This is not... Tarot. This is not Oracle or Angel. And, you know, I know there's many beautiful systems out there, but I've not studied them because I didn't want any other philosophy to bleed into personal prophecy is what my grandmother called this. And of course, there are other systems out there involving ordinary playing cards, but this is the one that I have religiously used for over 30 years now. Okay, just wanted to make that distinction. You are, though, going to get a Rebel card reading.
Yes,
after you've gotten your free reading from me, Veronica, who prefers to stay in the shadows. Yes. You know, the thing is, she's just too beautiful and would probably break the internet if we put her out.
True.
Yeah. So she's off in the shadows. She takes notes on your reading so we can refer back if we need to. She will give you the Rebel card reading. Now, this is a legitimate deck. You can pick it up from Amazon or probably all sorts of places.
Oh, and I keep on forgetting I should get the link up first.
Yeah, that would be good.
Great.
It's a very bold, very to the point. I mean, it's not rainbows and unicorns, okay?
Definitely not rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, quite the opposite.
If you need to be told to get your shiznack together, it's going to tell you that.
And you got
to
do it.
No donut shop it. Nothing is sugar-coated.
But it really zeroes in a big way. And she picks it at random, so there's nothing planned here at all. But speaking of nothing really planned, we're going to go to Jimbo, who has something planned.
Actually, I never do. I don't know what I'm doing. But we do want to let everybody know that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. I hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's why we're here. Have a good time.
Yeah. We want you to bear in mind the future fluctuates. If anybody tells you, oh, whatever's in your reading is cast in stone, it really doesn't work like that. Yes, some things are bound to approach on your path to the future. But we have a tremendous amount of power over what we actually experience, what impacts our lives.
Yeah.
He's even naughty, and he's an engineer.
Well, I'm just saying, and there's so many different philosophies on that subject. You could come up with five different angles and theories on this. Some people say everything is set in stone, and those last-minute decisions you may have made and changed your mind, they actually were meant to happen. So you know, that's really paradox, weird crap.
True.
That, dog.
So go ahead with your...
All right,
phone etiquette.
To continue on, well, I haven't even got to the number, which would lead us into the phone. First of all, if you can't call on the phone lines, if you're a friend of Deborah Lee on Facebook, you can messenger us. But when we ask you to do so, don't start messaging us right now because we don't have a hold system on Messenger. Phone lines got a nice hold cue, nice cool. You call in, you'll hear the show. So that number is 515-602-9676. That is the call-in number. You'll hear couple little messages, and then you'll go into a queue waiting on hold, and you'll hear the show, and it's all good. We know you're there. We see you on the list. Everything's fine. It's cool. If you're hearing the show and it seems like it's taking a while, it is what it is.
And if you get dropped, please call right back.
Yeah. Or should I say, if I accidentally drop you.
Yeah.
It's weird. They say, that's one thing is the order is weird. Sometimes it's when they call in and sometimes they flop it around. Sometimes I've killed many of people on hold. But they call back. They're pretty cool. Michelle, if you have to already be friends with Debris, if you wanted to messenger her, I would go find her. You saw the way I spelled it before. I'm okay here.
No, I was reading what she wrote.
I was telling you.
You're fine. Go ahead. She could search me in the Facebook little box.
Your name as if she searched for that, it will pop. Now, the problem is, as they can do, they could be asking friends for those other ones you have out there and we'll never know. But when she does, if you look at the Facebook Live post, it was a link, wasn't it? When you put the Debra Lee, they could click that.
No, I didn't. It was just.
Oh, you need to make that a link like you used to back in the day.
Okay.
But anyway, that's not for this conversation. Anyway. No big deal, Michelle. If you can't find us, we have openings. We'll just let you type your question in. But we got to wrap it up real quick. For those that call in, especially when you're on hold, you're going to be on speakerphone because you don't really want to sit there with a phone glued to their ear for however long. But when we say, hey, you're here, everything's great, get off the speakerphone because the phone is not good on our end. Not good. Bad. Real bad.
Very unstable.
Yeah, choppy. You might sound like you're from another planet, let alone another country. And also, you're probably doing stuff while you're on hold. When you get with us, please have a seat, relax. Find a good place in your house that you know you have good self-reception if you have issues in certain rooms.
Yeah. A little one.
Watch your background noise. That normally might not be a big deal. By the time it gets to us, those little noises can be a big deal on our end. You know, and if it's a big deal on our end, we can't get you greedy. So
true.
All right. Uno mas for now. One more time. That number is 515-602-9676. Or if the folks are wanting to messenger us right now, that is open now, too, because we have openings. You can messenger Debra Lee, not the show. No show, Debra Lee.
I don't think it's even a possibility on the show.
I think it's a possibility. Not through here, but just on the regular. There's always a messenger.
Got to be. You can follow.
I don't know. But anyway.
But I don't think.
Whether you can or cannot, that is not the path you shall take. All right. I had another thing to say, but my train of thought got derailed by the host here.
By who?
You jumped in while I was talking, and now I forgot what the last thing I was going to say. Just to let you know, after the show's over, every time I do that, I get beaten. Rubber hose, and I get like a cattle prod, electric cattle prod. But when she does it, Tough bananas.
Okay.
All right. I have spilled.
See what happens when you
whatever.
Speak against your host.
Michelle, obviously, I think, you know, probably not a friend of Debra Lee, is what I'm guessing. But she says, Kiel is her question. She would like some insight on her kids, please.
Oh, can you type in a bit of something about your kids?
Yeah, give us more info to help the reading. She's going to start flipping some cards, but I'll feed her the info as I see it.
Yeah, try to be specific.
Be afraid. Some people are afraid.
Is John going to do better in school?
Or are my kids old? Are they going to come back?
I know some people think that they're not supposed to be specific because it wasn't to work that way, but it does actually work that way here.
This method is very literal. It's not as philosophical as, say, tarot can
or
be.
Some other stuff.
Right.
This one you can get right down the nitty gritty. You don't have to give names, but you can give ages, sex, all that stuff.
Matters. Last Friday we had a girl with us who's very frequent, who came and she wanted to know, I've interviewed for this certain job. What's going to happen? Am I going to get it? I gave her a reading, and I said, boy, I'll tell you, if you don't get this job, and I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
I said, I'll eat this dip, but I'm going to need a lot of salsa if we have to do that. And sure enough, she came to us, during the Wednesday show, and said, guess what? She got the job, and this is a really great opportunity for her. So see what I mean in terms of literalness?
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're a brand new person or had one or two readings in the past. She doesn't know anything about your past at all, or very little if you've only had 2-3 readings, and you only get them like every 2-3 months or something like that. All right. Anyway, Michelle said it's for as far as nurturing children, and I've asked a little bit more specificity. So go ahead.
There, female.
Born in, I don't, 08. She's in the UK, so I would say 08.
11 and...
Those are the years they were born, 8, 11, and 18. I'm guessing those are the years. Yes.
So their ages would be?
No, one's 14, one is 11, 13. And one is 4.
Oh,
that's a wide
little
spread.
One, yeah.
Yeah, they're all over the place. You got little one, middle of the pack, and teenagers that make you want to just run off to another planet and hide sometimes.
Okay.
They drive you bananas.
And you know, the thing is, I have 5 biological boys. And 2 that I've adopted. And they do grow up.
13,
and they
10,
do 30, leave
yeah.
home. But 13, there were times I thought I was going to run away to join the circus so that I could leave home. Mm-hmm.
Okay, their birthdays haven't come yet. I was just doing the numbers thing. I didn't look at the months. 13, 10, and 3, but they're going to be what I was saying, 14, 11, and 4 soon, depending on which month it is. We got a May, we got a September. And it looks like we got a July.
You know, I can't wait, Michelle, until we could talk on the phone. So hopefully next show.
Messenger.
Yeah, Messenger. Because I have many questions to ask you. Mm-hmm. For one thing, I'm seeing there's like some kind of dark cloud over your home.
Don't like that.
And it seems to have to do with a lot of stress. And what do we have here? It seems there's a male, a grown male, and then she has a son also, correct?
I don't know anything about a grown male. She has...
I thought it was 2 girls.
She has 2 females and a male.
Yeah. Well, there is a situation or an issue that's going to arise, if it hasn't already, between the grown male, who is likely a man in your life as a boyfriend, husband.
I gotcha.
Along those terms.
Word up.
And if it hasn't even happened yet, this is a good opportunity for you to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
The males are going to have a clash. And I feel that the boy, the son, could like walk away. And it could be some time.
She said grown male partner.
Yes. Well, there's something between these two that just isn't right. It seems as if your son rejects a lot of comes out of the grown male partner. And my worry is that he will start walking in a straight line away.
Mm.
Okay.
Not a straight line that's good towards things. Mm-mm. It's a bad straight line.
No, and I feel like maybe there's an anger issue here is what's caused this dark cloud. You know, when you've got somebody who's come in, I would love to ask her, are any of these children your partners? Or are these all yours from a previous situation? Because that person coming in has it's a challenge for them. Because the first words they're going to hear is, you're not my dad. I don't have to listen to you. Blah,
always
blah.
Always a potential.
Yeah. And that's where... My late husband and I used to do good cop and bad cop. I was always a bad cop because he needed to have that leverage. Like, for instance, if they'd done something wrong and I said, you go to that bedroom and you stay there, think about it until I'm ready to let you go.
That's from the partner.
Okay.
The youngest.
So they would go in there and then the husband, who's passed since, he'd go in there and say, guys, mm-hmm. write her some I'm sorry letters, okay? And I'll sneak them out to her desk. And, of course, I knew all about it. So he got to do that as a stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going in there and, you know, railing on them, which is only going to push them further apart.
Right.
So they ended up feeling really close to him, and he even did some sneaky stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't even find out until his memorial. One of my sons got up and said, you know what we really loved about Daryl is how when we didn't want to eat our peas or other vegetables, he'd come in the kitchen and look and see where mom is, and he put his hand and grab a big handful of them, and he ate them.
He used to do that for the girls, too.
So they could from the table.
At least it was nice stuff like that. Yeah. It wasn't something like, oh, my God, closet stuff. It was cool, nice little stuff like that.
No, but when the boys started drinking, as they got older, Daryl would often have to be the one to go get the one being detained on the Navy base for underage drinking. And he would just say, don't tell your mother. She's got enough on her mind. So anyway, I feel that your male partner needs to work a little bit harder.
Didn't really talk about that.
Mother's nurturing, meaning her side.
I would think so.
Well, first of all,
she's the mom.
This struck me as very impacting in terms of your family dynamic. And for you, I really feel there's a lot of time, hon, that I feel you have a really heavy heart and maybe a pain inside your heart as well. Mm-hmm. Because we mothers can be accused of being too soft, too spoiling,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really what we're doing is we're nurturing them.
Right.
So I think that you two should sit down and have a nice talk and negotiate some rules. You know, because I'd hate for you to lose the love and faith of your children and have a home that is fractured.
Right.
Okay. And I feel that this male partner of yours really means well. He just has a kind of a clumsy way of going about it with the kids.
Well, they do have the 1-3 going on 4-year-old together this evening.
Mm-hmm.
That one they have together.
And that even there can be somewhat of an issue.
What can be?
He loves her.
Right,
he loves
it can
us,
be. Especially for the older ones. Older ones will make things up in their mind.
Right.
Even if it's not real, and they'll just roll with it.
Well, sure, they're good at manipulation.
Well, and, you know, especially, what do you got? You got a 10-year-old going on 11, you got a 13 going on 14. Those ages.
They suck.
They do suck.
I really feel, hon, that you actually are looking for a reading that is a little more in depth than this.
Yeah,
I hope you can become my friend for the next time we do one of our blog talk radio
Definitely.
Shows. So we can talk. Because you have one style of parenting,
mm-hmm.
and they need that from you. And he has another style.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
As long as you guys respect each other's boundaries and don't push each other. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And
wives.
But I have concerns for the son, who
which
kind
one?
Of looks, her son.
Oh, the middle one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
which one? There's only one.
And if he's a middle child, that even adds more.
There's always, yeah. Especially when he's 11.
So we'll talk again.
Double-digit midget.
Where I can get feedback from you. This, I feel, was a very good start, especially for you, you know, being a newcomer. And Veronica now, who I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce you at the top of the show.
You did, I thought.
I did, maybe.
I thought you were talking about the Rebel Card readings and her getting the Rebel Card reading. You said that.
Oh, well, anyway, I'd like to introduce. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I said she's in the shadows.
Oh,
she's too beautiful for the internet.
Aha. Everybody's got bad memories here.
Yeah.
We suffer from CRS, right?
Get
all of us do.
Can't remember shiz.
Can't remember shit. We can say that because there's no FCC ready to come down upon us. Poop. Chip.
Caca.
Chit, chit, chit.
And her rebel card.
Your rebel card is some good shiz is about to happen. Don't let your issues frack it up.
Love it. Love it. I think that's a big message for you.
Which could be easier said than done, but at least you're hearing the message now because issues always want to screw everything up.
We women also have to really watch the fact that we can have the memory of an elephant.
Oh, yeah.
And
what
we'll say.
They sometimes forget.
Yeah, we're like, I remember 5.5 years ago when you were wearing that shirt with all the fish on it,
mm-hmm.
and you said blah, 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 and the guy's like, what?
It's called
but you can't remember last
it's
week.
Selective memory.
Yeah.
If they had a little issue with you and it was kind of their fault, they'd be like, I don't remember. I don't know if it went down that way.
Yeah.
But when you did something wrong, they got it. Photographic memory. Timeline. Like it was recorded on a security camera.
Right.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Okay, well, thank you very much, Michelle. And I wonder, where is everybody tonight? Out at a sporting event?
I maybe did some St. Patty's.
I'm thinking some places on Fridays, if it's really close to one end of the Friday or the other Friday, they'll have the bars will go nuts.
Yeah.
You know, especially.
St. Patty's Day was.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. So where do you, they're all drinking green beer right now.
Yeah, especially our devoted followers in the land of Ire.
And
they're probably having a four-day party starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're probably going nuts. The ale is flying. The Guinness, she's flying. yes, I would like to go there for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, no doubt.
I would like to go to Germany for Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
And the Land of Ire for St. Patty's Day.
I remember Casey was there once.
And I would probably not survive. I would not just go to Germany. I would like to go to the actual Oktoberfest in Munich. That's where the big deal is with the giant tents.
You need to be
stuff.
Friends with George Clooney and Brad Pitt because they love to get a private jet. And they say, I think it's time we go to Germany.
They could do that,
And they go to drink. Yeah.
Word up on that, dog.
So,
all right, first of all, let's give that number out to our folks.
Thank you, hon. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sticking around because we know it's a wee bit late there.
I'd also like to mention...
Even though she's not Irish.
That when you get one of these personal prophecy readings, your vibration has been raised. And while that vibration is elevated, this is an awesome time to use the law of attraction and manifest... Let's say the sort of family you'd like to have, you know, the happiness, the joy, whatever is seeming to need some, think of a good word, like recovering, restoration, you know.
Healing?
Yeah, healing. Thank you.
You're very healed.
Much for that. Yeah, so this is a very good time to use that.
All right, that's cool. Well, thank you, Michelle. She stuck
thank
with
you.
Us, and we know that it's late fair.
Yeah,
but
so
we don't know her work schedule.
You may go night-night.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for sticking around, Juan. Thank you very much, Margo. All right. I'm going to remind everybody that that number is 5-5-6-0-2-9-6-7-6. That's the number to call in. You can Skype in also, and we even have domestic folks here that choose to Skype in because they liked it. It's up to them.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they don't like using their phone and they just love Skyping and sitting at their computer or whatever. It's a free country. It's a free world, but sort of kind of.
Well, I don't think.
Well, you know what I mean. It's in theory it is. But anyway.
Yeah.
And you international folks, that is an option to Skype.
True.
I mean, I would think you would Messenger, but, you know, whatever reason, you know, if you're listening on Blog Talk and you're because we have Blog Talk listeners. We've seen them in Japan, Netherlands, all over the place. The Blog Talk folks say, wow, I'm listening, but I can't call in. But you could. You could call in.
And it's very inexpensive.
It's going to be way more inexpensive than you could ever dream of using your cell phone.
Now, Terry Sue, who is not with us tonight, but she has told us there is, what did she call it? She said what it was. I'm thinking it's on the line of VOIP. There are phone services. Well, it's
they're equivalent to the one that broke that sets the path, the magic jack.
Magic jack.
It does something really cool. Everybody else comes out with other stuff to
they do.
Roll with it. So you have a lot of choices.
So magic jack is super inexpensive.
And it's still around, actually. I was actually surprised it's still around because they've been around forever.
How does he do it? Plug it in or what?
Yeah, it's just like a little plug that you plug into the back of your.
Computer
and it works.
It's probably a USB
sometimes,
thing, right?
Sometimes, though, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you are.
We usually call
through
WhatsApp is, I have read, in the process of eventually being added to Blog Talk Radio. And that would be awesome. I like WhatsApp.
It's added to Facebook right now.
Yeah, and if they add it to Blog Talk, then it's going to open up the whole world.
Yeah.
Now, that is an option also that we
soon.
Could use WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Soon. Well, for Blog Talk soon, but yeah. All right. We're actually at the halfway point of the show.
Yeah.
Close enough. Well, yeah, actually almost exactly the halfway point. We want to, once again, remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. But we do hope everybody enjoys themselves. And once again, that is our little disclaimer. You know, nowadays in this world we live in, you have to have disclaimers. If you sneeze, somebody wants to sue you and take your house. You know, and sometimes it's righteous, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes people are just too innocent for their own good. And they come in there and say, I just got a reading. I got to go out. And that reading was so great. I know exactly what I got to do now for the rest of my life. Boom, 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 boom. And they do a whole bunch of things. You shouldn't do that.
No.
The future will change from minute to minute, let alone from day to day. So you need a whole bunch of readings where you can maybe start leaning toward a path.
Now, you know, there are many questions that I'm often asked that I'm very happy to answer to if we are, you know, missing callers tonight.
Oh, hang on a second here. I did not ask the folks here.
Didn't know you had any.
Well, there's a couple of people. That's probably Michelle's with.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jimbo.
Right now, the phone lines and Messenger is open. So if you're a Facebook Live folk that can't call in, you can Messenger us right this second. And I will let the other folks that they can type their question out if they can't do either. Okay. As we do, we got a couple of folks watching.
Well, good. Glad to have you.
Good indeed. So, yeah, so I guess, you know what? I'll be honest. In my days, and I wasn't that young, I'd be out tonight, too.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Zero Irish in me, but my liver is very Irish. So I would love going out and drinking green beer and having a little...
Shamrock shake.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every time I went to... Well, we don't have any things broke. We're going to have one ever in my life. It's always
They're
broke.
They're so good.
I love that.
Pennsylvania, I got two.
I remember.
I love mint chocolate so much.
You know, one thing I want to mention to anybody listening who is wondering what the heck is up with these people. We are firm believers that those things that are metaphysical should not have to be all somber and wooey. Serious. We think that there should be joy and you know, have a good time. Enjoy the moment. You know, too many of us are living life 2-3 weeks down the road. Let's just have right now. And we like to bring some humor on a Friday. We like to, you know, make you feel very comfortable and at home.
Sure. And sometimes if you don't laugh, you'll go insane. Even when your life is a turmoil and you think, all I've got is these problems stacked up like dominoes and they're ready to flip on me. Life, what's that thing that Matt Rocky said? You'll never get the hardest you'll ever get hit by is by life, not a punch from a boxer. Life hits the hardest of anything on earth.
It's true. And when you have those happy moments, you should really cherish.
Life will hit you harder than anybody. Yeah. Every person is different. Some people feel like they're getting punched by life all the time. Some just once in a while, but
just remember, you attract that. Remember, the universe is like a mirror. It mirrors back what we are sending out. And science they remind me of the Peanuts comic strip, Pigpen, who is always walking around, you know.
That cloud.
But for them, it's problems. And they were always like sending out to the universe, I'm so miserable. What do you think the universe did in return? It said, you like being miserable. Here's some more.
Hey,
enjoy.
They say misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You know what's been really nailing my focus?
Mm-mm.
Look at your phone. What's on that phone that's pretty negatively attracted to your phone?
The bobby pin.
I saw that earlier. I just haven't.
It's hilarious. For some reason, I keep looking at it. It's like, that's kind of funny, but I should not go. Okay, all right. Alicia. We know Alicia well.
Oh, we do.
Yes. Welcome, Alicia. She would like a general reading, please, and she wants specifically toward the daughter and relationships and work.
Daughter, relationships, and work.
So three little categories, general, but general, so she doesn't
I wonder what's going on with her and her daughter. If you, remember, you're 30 seconds delayed from us. Ooh. But you can submit extra stuff there.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, she hasn't. I will tell you. You don't need to keep leaning over like this. Like we're on a ship and it's rocking. You know, it's okay. I will let you know. That's my job. Should I do this sometimes? Or start reaching into your cards and do your job?
Yes, you should do that.
She yeah, I should do that. So she knows how it feels. Yeah. See, you don't like it, do you? All right. Anyway. All right. cards coming down, Alicia, and if you can keep feeding more info, I will relay it to her right away, and it will help you reading. She knows. Alicia's not a stranger.
Now, for those who are newcomers, I use a 24-card layout for all free readings, and the ones that I do in sessions that are by appointment, those are the same, but I will lay them out more than once during a session. I'm not comfortable just randomly drawing a few cards out of the deck. I know a lot of others out there really enjoy and get quite a bit of insight that way. It doesn't feel comfortable to me. I want to see the whole playing field of your life.
The whole enchilada.
Word up on that, dog.
Is that a good thing, being a dog?
D-A-W-D.
Oh. Yeah, dog. You know what I'm saying, dog? Come on.
All right, Alicia. Boy, do I wish I could talk to you. I would love to know what's going on. You have, like, quite a jumble here of emotions. They're kind of all over the place. I do want to tell you, I'm going to give you the good news first, okay? Good news, I see more money coming to you, and it's going to be a nice big change. Did she ask something about her job? It was relationships, daughter, and
work. It was,
Well, I want you to know. What? And it's
laughing
okay.
At myself, because it was daughter, relationships, and work.
Work.
Oh, my.
Now, okay, this could be a promotion where you are at. This could also be, did you want me?
When I do this, that means we're never going to get this down. When I do this, that means keep talking, then come to me after you're done talking. I don't know what else to do, folks.
Where is your dry erase board?
Right up there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else to do.
Well, what I want to say is it's either or it's a better job elsewhere. But I'm going to tell you it's going to give you everything you feel is a lack right now. You're going to actually have stability, more disposable income, so you don't have to like count up a bunch of pennies to be able to go out for, you know, some sushi or a quickie at the fast food joint.
Ooh, a quickie.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jerry Springer there.
But I really feel that this is highlighted in your reading for a big reason. Because, ooh, all over. Something is up with your daughter. Okay, go ahead, tell me.
She hasn't been having luck in relationships and with work. And with work, she has a job, but some not direction to go into her major job or social work yet. So my daughter will get more money coming in, or me? What do
you?
Who's the money? Okay.
You. Now your daughter.
Bad, no good luck in relationships or work. She's got a job, but you know it's just kind of one of those. I think she doesn't have a direction.
Your daughter
yet.
Is having growing pains right now, which
so
is
she's
what
normal.
I'm seeing. And if you remember, well, she's not a kid, but remember
still,
when you were a kid,
you know,
and your legs were growing and stuff, it hurt.
Yeah.
Well, what I see for her is. She, okay, now let me see how to put this in a best way. She's too hard on herself, all right? She needs to allow herself to not be perfect at everything. And being a perfectionist is a really hard thing to shake. For instance, when I was in my years of being a newspaper writer, to me, the computer screen is perfect. When you haven't put a single character on it, then when you start to put, you know, the big brown, what is that called? The big red box jumped over the
typing skills.
You didn't I put anything on it. It's imperfect now. So I hope that she can loosen up on that. The time is coming when she's going to be able to do what she really is meant to do professionally. But patience.
Yeah, it takes longer. It's not the same exact amount of time for each person.
It's not.
To find their path.
And we're in kind of a crappy economic position.
Well,
right
back
now.
In the day, people, you know, they'd go to college and they would take general studies. They didn't know what they wanted to be. They would take the basic stuff.
So for her, the best thing she could do is keep herself occupied. She was working a little.
Yeah, she's working.
Yeah.
She says she has a job, but
it's not in her zone.
But she doesn't have a direction yet. Yeah. I guess she wants her major job of social work is what she ultimately wants.
Well, you know that the whole pandemic threw our entire employment structure on its
and everybody's needing a job. So,
I really feel the right opening is going to be there for her. She's going to be on her way. In the meantime, this is so funny, ironic, funny to me.
Yeah, not how but
the higher power will decide. And boy, the higher power did for my son who's returning from Japan. That boy had to work hard for 2 years just to get accepted by the Navy as a Army as a musician. But once he got in, it was like abundance just flowed. Your daughter, it's like this for her. It's as if the higher power is looking down and saying, how bad do you want this?
Keep at it.
Yeah. You know, keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep your eye on the ball and show me how bad you want it.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it will happen. So I know you are worried for her. And all, but she's now on her own path of maturing, learning discernment, making good choices for herself. And these relationships that didn't work out for her, she should count herself lucky that she dodged a bullet several times.
Those icky things.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we think, oh, I can't believe that didn't work out. And then later you look back and think, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's got the right one coming for her. But all things in due time. And believe me, I hate that, too.
Well, I know.
Patience is not my strong suit.
Nobody likes it.
No.
But it is what it is. I mean, you have to. I mean, you don't even have to like it. Oh, will she be lucky in love soon? That's a good question.
I have to honestly say that, yes,
she
will.
She hasn't been so
but
far.
But don't just grab
right.
at any.
Right. Don't just trip over whatever guy looks your way.
And that's the problem when people haven't been. The first
right.
person that smiles at them is like, oh, there's Prince Charming. I'm going to marry him. It's like,
yeah.
Chill out. Don't.
That's
don't.
Why I'm saying she missed out on some really bad eggs there. That thank God she didn't just dash off with one of them, you know, in a relationship. And it happens. Some of these guys are really good at a whirlwind romance. Next thing you know, you're saying I do. And then after that, you're sporting a black eye.
Right.
Telling everybody you walked into a door.
Or right. they're keeping you on the side as they have
or
four or five
cheaters.
Other checks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're saying, oh, you have a job. I'm working on one, but I'll live with you.
Oh.
They're a piece of crap. And they're
I'm working on one. I got some stuff lined up.
It's all the above.
A really great thing for her to do is to realize her own worth.
Yeah, you are enough.
And her own self-esteem and realize the right one is going to stand, you know, heads above the others. She'll recognize it immediately. There is one I want to tell you about from her past since we're not in a rush.
No, no rush.
Okay.
Alicia's a good
one from her
she's
past.
Always here.
This guy kind of broke her heart. He's sort of thinking about trying to go back.
Alicia's world? Or
for
the daughter. Oh, the
daughter,
my bad.
So I really think the daughter should really think twice on that. He hasn't changed. So.
Yeah, imagine that. It's shocking. So the only thing, the side thing that was not really for the daughter was you saw some kind of money thing coming.
Oh,
for Alicia.
For Alicia.
She laughed and said, I still haven't found any hidden money. And she laughed.
Oh, right. Well, this is actually coming through. A position like you working, and if you're thinking, oh, I'm not going to get a new job, blah blah blah, life will sometimes just spring up in front of you.
Never say never.
Exactly. So let it come. You can always say no.
Yeah.
And what we've told our people that are job seekers, go on those interviews, even if you don't want the job. It's really good. Tell
yes.
them.
Yeah. It's good experience to know you can interview them to the point of offering you a job. And B, sometimes they got another job you knew nothing about that they want you for. That is what you want, which I did.
Yeah.
I went and interviewed some poopy little computer thing, and they said, holy crap, we want you to do this. I was like, oh, I'm on. Yep, no idea. So you should do it for two reasons. You never know.
It's just the experience.
Especially if it's a tiny little itty-bitty four-people company, maybe not. But if it's a big company, some of those interviews will be like, Tino, I think you should do this other thing. You'd be like, you know, awesome.
So often, way back in the day, in my 20s, I would go out to interview to, like, be, like, you know, when you park your car, there's that person that takes your money. I forget what they're, like, they sit in the booth.
No, it's a gate attendant. That's a little gate attendant there.
And the next
thing I knew, they're saying,
no, no, we're going to make you the receptionist in our catering department, but like at a big hotel complex.
Probably because you had people skills.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that's sitting, all he has is a, doesn't have to have great personality and people skills.
Yeah, true.
Yep, you just got to be like,
give her a card.
Stand by for a level card reading, Alicia.
You are giving too many flocks.
Yep, you're caring too much about everything.
As in, what's another word for flux?
Just
perfect, Nugent.
Perfect. And, just
too many dolphins.
She's giving too much. She's giving so much crap about every little thing.
Yeah.
You got to let some things go and say, screw it. Whatever happens will happen.
Exactly.
Don't worry about this person's little problem or this person's little problem, that person's little
tell
problem.
Tell it to me. I have been a helicopter parent. You know what that is? It's a parent that hovers around them and takes care of whatever little thing. Yeah.
Right.
And Alicia, if that's been you, it's time now to back off. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
You got to let them kind of stumble and fall
like,
a little
bit.
Like,
get out of the nest.
Well, that is coming for her.
I mean, not specifically. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying every bird needs to learn
humans.
How to fly.
By themselves. Take it from one helicopter parent. They get so dependent on us that
they can't do anything on their own.
They can't.
No mistakes, no nothing.
I had to learn. Mommy, step back. Let them do their thing.
I do enjoy riding the helicopter. They're very cool. Just to let you know, if you're riding. I've ridden quite a few military helicopters, and they've been my most lovely. I've slept just chill.
Did you go on that one that goes straight up and then goes? You know, up the deck of the aircraft.
Melty type of thing.
Forget what they're called. And then it comes to land and it lands straight down.
They don't land straight down.
Oh,
it's
the ones
relative.
That have those round, not like this. They have these. Ah,
I've been
the
on
hovercraft kind.
No, that's an airplane that where it does the, that's like the Ospreys that have the wing helicopter.
Those are way cool.
Yeah, no, I was on a real helicopter and it was a great ride. People say they're kind of, that's a cool ride. Just sitting there. They had the door open. You could just see around and it circled the carrier.
Hmm.
And it's not straight down. The carrier's going 20, 30 knots. So it has to go the same speed. It looks like it's going straight. It's relative, but they're both moving at the same speed. And there's wind. So those pilots are not idiots.
Nope.
They are very skilled.
They did not cheat on their ads.
They always say, believe it or not, and probably a lot of the armed forces out there, a lot of them will hate it. They say the Navy pilots are the best.
They are, yeah.
The ones that actually have to land on ships, because that's an extra factor. Yeah, Air Force, that's cool. But the landing strip doesn't move or bounce.
No, it does not.
Just to let you know. And it's not this big. You have, like, that many miles. I don't want to start a military war here.
That would be really bad.
Hey, all right. Alicia thanked us. And you are welcome, Alicia.
Yes, thank you, hon. We love giving you readings. We really do.
We're going to open the floor. You can either call our number at, I don't memorize anything, 515-602-9676. We've got time for a reading or two. If you can't call in and you're a Facebook Live viewer and you're a friend of Deborah Lee on Facebook, messenger us now. And if you can do neither and you're sitting here, type in your question now. And we shall attend to your question here. I am here. I am the guy that you see this computer. There's a reason I got this computer. Blog Talk and plus for the Facebook Live folks so we can communicate with them. All right. Do you want to talk? Should we talk about what you got coming up soon?
Sure.
With the PPU.
Yes, there is.
PPU.
We're going to have a PPU.
PPU.
And that is going to be
say it.
Personal Prophecy University.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the process of being built right now.
It is.
It's going to be an online school that you will be able to learn this method. I will teach, and I will be the teacher, but you can also, you can walk through the course, you know, on the computer.
You don't have to be like a set time, 1 o'clock at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's not like a Zoom thing where you got to be alive there and look at stuff. It's going to be like a lot of typical courses now are.
Where
you download the content, she'll have a syllabus, so you know what's expected of you, when it's expected of you, and stuff like that. It's not like, oh my God, if I don't do this great thing, I'm going to get a F and a fail and find out. You know, it's like it's for you. You have to love what you want to do.
Teach at your own pace, type of thing, or
pretty much
at your own pace.
Pretty much, yes, you're right. Yeah, I mean, there's no race.
And there'll be little quizzes, and never really right and wrong. I mean, if you go way off the grid, well, of course I'll bring you back in.
Well, that's the thing. It's not like you're going to fail. There's no test to fail. It's for so you can see if you're kind of on the right track, and if you're not, she'll correct you to get on the right track. That's all.
There's also a community center where people can meet up in to be study buddies where you can practice together, and that really helps a lot.
That does help a lot. And then occasionally you'll probably have, like they do in any university, you'll probably have some study sessions, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But that will probably be rigid. It's like this hour, everyone's coming this hour. And they do that in college. I've had that in college,
and is this
going
to be like an app or something?
It can also be
somewhere
through an app,
okay. But
it'll also be on the regular computer.
Okay.
But you'd be able to get it on your phone if you wanted to go that route. It's going to be very flexible.
Okay. Yeah, it's starting up. It's in the process. It's being built, and it's not going to be that far away, folks, just to let you know.
Okay, good.
No, it'll be great, I think. And then after that, those who are really into it, I'm going to offer the advanced professional level. And that is going to be where I'm going to polish you and turn you into a credentials. Yes, credentials. Personal prophecy practitioner.
Sure.
Where you can hang out your own shingle and run your own business. And I'm going to tell you, I have been doing this on and off with the teaching for years. There's maybe 10 in the entire world, if I'm remembering correctly, who have gained that credential. Now, that one does have an exam, but it's not the kind where,
like you fail and we're kicking you out.
No, it's more like I want to see your delivery to somebody that will come to you, and I'll tell you what the cards are, and I'll say, Matthew here has expressed he is suicidal.
It's a critique.
Now, how will you handle this?
It's a critique so you can do better.
So you have to log in hours to get your credentials?
We're
not there yet. The big purpose is this is not like any kind of college exam. We call it a university, but you're not ever going to get kicked out and failed out.
No, right.
Unless you decide on your own. It's like, because not everything is for anybody, you know?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I've not met ever in my 30 years, somebody I could not teach this method to who had the determination
and the
willingness to practice is the key word.
Yeah, you got to really, it's got to be your thing. You know, it's got to be your thing. That's all. If it really is your thing, you can learn it. You don't have to like dedicate 24 hours, but you have to put time in and you will learn it.
And you'll see miracles. You'll witness. I wouldn't say every day, but there will be moments where you're going to be like, oh my gosh.
You'll see little connections in the cards because I'll be honest, learning what each card means, easy. Learning what the spots are in the order, easy. But just doing it and your brain being able to interpret that and take the science of it and turn it into intuitiveness, that's hard.
Well, that's,
but you can get
where that's where you're tapping into your intuition.
The intuition. And
which we all have.
And it's repetition.
Now, like when I just did that reading for Alicia, a lot of times it isn't verbatim, but it's what it triggered in my, like as a vision.
Yeah, and for you,
like to see a little movie playing.
You've been doing it for 4 billion years.
Yeah.
So, you know, like since Earth was created or whatever, you know.
Because a lot of times students would say, well, how do you see that there? Well, that's the part that comes from practice.
Yes.
Your intuition is like a little, like a piece of elastic. And some people have stretched theirs a little. Some people have not. But then there's, what I'm going to do is try to get you to really stretch it.
I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you teach somebody new about something, some people are like, you tell them once, you tell them once and they're done. Other people, you got to work with them a little bit because it's not coming as fast. Everybody's different.
And everybody interprets things differently, like Jim's shirt.
Right.
It's teal or aqua, one of those.
Yeah.
But What does that look like to you?
Sure.
I know what I see.
And if anybody really right or wrong, unless they come black, well, then obviously you got
their interpretation.
If that's their interpretation, I don't want to be in the same room with you if you think this is black. That's all. I'm just kind of scared, but, you know. Killer off, but yeah, it's, okay, that's cool. It's like whatever.
So you'll get to learn a real lot about emotions. And I do have a book out there if anybody is a good book learner. Okay, if they're a good book learner, there's three sections of lessons in there. Some people have learned completely off of that.
Yeah, everybody's so different when it comes to learning. You know?
I'm gonna tell you.
I got learned.
It did not get good reviews, but I didn't write it for reviews.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, you weren't trying to like crash the freaking New York Sellers best. I want to kill that.
Here's the thing.
It's an educational
thing. Wanted it written for the average everyday person, like a housewife or, you know, somebody that it doesn't have $1 million book.
Yeah, somebody that looks at this is like, what do you mean I could pick these up and do stuff? Nobody on earth, all they think about is those tarot and the angel and all crystal balls. Everybody's like, these are freaking poker cards. I can go play poker down the street, probably lose $500 or maybe win some money. But how can these things do anything other than play poker?
Well, true. Or solitaire.
Oh, yeah, solitaire or whatever. You can just flip into a bucket, see how many you can get in a bucket. You know, just fun stuff. It's new pickup.
Yes. So it's going to be fun, somewhat challenging. You've got to stick with it. And one thing I have to always stress, I am not here to read the cards for you. I'm here to teach you how to read them for yourself and
yes.
how to give readings to others. So
I
hope that was a good enough pitch.
But it makes sense because if she reads the cards for you, then you don't learn.
Right. So anyway, we're under the 3-minute mark.
We are less than 3 minutes.
Okay, so we didn't have a lot of callers tonight. Everybody's celebrating.
The green beer is flowing. The Irish whiskey, the Jameson. Yep, the good stuff. The Guinness. Boom.
Yeah, so, you know, we understand. We've just enjoyed being here, talking about personal prophecy. And guess what? There's actually going to be merchandise.
Ooh.
PPU sweatshirts, t-shirts.
There is going to be PPU, Personal Prophecy University.
I think that's fun.
I do, too. So
it's all good.
Anyway, those of you who have listened in
that's
tonight.
2.5 minutes.
Yeah, well, how much more do we have?
Okay, we don't have to sprint.
For those of you that would like to get my app, it's free. I forgot all about that. It's available in Google Play Store.
Yes,
free.
For Android.
And that's for Android. Now, if you've got an iPhone, we have to do a little bit of a workaround. When the operating system was, well, they upgraded it.
You know, Apple, Android, they're different humans.
For some reason, the app malfunctioned iPhone.
It was not an easy upgrade.
Right. And so what you can do, though, is go to my page, psychiclovedoctor.com. It's actually my website.
Mm-hmm.
On the top menu, you'll see free reading. Click that. It's the same program running in the app.
Yeah, exactly.
So
100%.
You can bookmark. Yes, you can bookmark it. And, you know, when it was first put together, my son is a webmaster. He had to, and does web design, test it. And he called me and he said, Mom, I can't put this thing down. I said, I know. I use it too. If I have to go into a meeting or I've got maybe a client who's more challenging than others, I can do that. And it will, what?
Oh, yeah.
Un momento. Sorry.
I will tell them. The meeting, I mean, I will tell myself the meeting's all about dollars and cents. They don't care how many ideas I've got or vice versa. I mean, it can really guide you. So don't forget, pick up the Psychic Love Doctor app. Yes. And on that note, I think I'm going to go and have an Irish beer.
A green beer.
A green one, yeah. I think we're going to go down
green,
the street.
So are the fields in Ireland.
Yes, we are. So everyone. Join us Monday when we're on newsforthesoul.com. We are the Psychic Love Doctor Show. It airs at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific.
And wherever else you are in this world.
Yes, you can do that. There will be more readings and fun to be had.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye-bye.